It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Anything I don't mean is a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It's American Legion Baseball, our first of many broadcasts here throughout the next month and change, and glad to just be a part of a beautiful midweek Wednesday evening here. It's Donovan County and Atchison, our first broadcast here for American Legion Baseball in 2025. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll get you the lineup cards here in just a moment. Atchison post number 6, Donovan County post number 55. DC, the host here today, Atchison, the road team, as they will see it on the scoreboard. Well, we want to let you know that American Legion Baseball, it is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for the post-game show. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Again, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman alongside Crendon Prophet. Excited to bring it to you, brother. Of course, the high school sports season's getting done not too long ago, and now we're getting set for American Legion Baseball on KNCA. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you the lineups in the first pitch. It's Atchison and Donovan County coming up right after this.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Atchison post 6, Donovan County post 55. American Legion Baseball here on KNCA. Let's get you the lineup cards. We'll start with Atchison post 6, a record of 2-2 here so far this season. Rylan Holtgrave, the third baseman, will lead things off. Noah Weaver is the left fielder. He will bat second. Batting third is shortstop Colton Bonnell. And the cleanup spot is first baseman Avante Hausch. The pitcher is batting fifth for Atchison, that is Hank Julo. At second base and batting sixth is Parker Huntington. Batting seventh, the catcher in Matthew Spencer. The right fielder is Caden Jones, batting eighth. Batting ninth is Sawyer Ashburn, the center fielder. And extra hitter tonight for Atchison post 6, that is Grady Clark. So again, Holtgrave at third, Weaver in left, Bonnell at short, Hausch at first, Julo the pitcher, Huntington at second, Spencer catching, Jones in right, Ashburn in center, and Clark is the extra hitter. For Doniphan County, post 55, a record of 3-5. Dustin Veach will lead things off. He is at third base. Cooper Everly, he bats second. He'll be at shortstop. Second baseman is Logan Blevins. He'll bat third. Cleanup spot, that's left fielder Beckham Griffin. Batting fifth is Hayden Paulino, the catcher. Batting sixth is the center fielder Luke Bennett. Taven Clary, he is at first base. He will bat seventh. Brett Heim is in right. He'll bat eighth. And Brendan Deming, the pitcher, will bat ninth, rounding out the D.C. post 5-5 lineup. So again, it's Veach at third, Everly at short, Blevins at second, Griffin in left, Paulino the catcher, Bennett's in center, Clary at first, Heim in right, and Deming is the starting pitcher. Again, Crandon Prophet, Brandon Tama, Kurt Kilman. Here we go. About ready for some American Legion baseball, brother, here on KNZA.
And for our first broadcast, you couldn't really ask for a better of a game. 9-mile-per-hour wind coming out of the south, so blowing to the right corner, looking 317, and then down center we have about 360. Weather today, 90 degrees, just beautiful sun shining, not much clouds in the sky. So for all these players, this is a great-looking day for them to go out there and play some American Legion baseball.
Well, you kind of lost me at 90 degrees. It is a little bit on the warmer side, but Doniphan County here, of course, a record of 3-5. Atchison, let's start with them. We'll have them up here. The away team on the scoreboard, it'll be Holtgrave, Weaver, and Bonnell. But a 2-2 record. They have split with Doniphan County already. They played about a week ago. Doniphan County with a 14-1 victory in Game 1. But Atchison came back with an 8-7 win in Game number 2. And Atchison post 6 as well. They have split with Corning. That was back at the beginning of the month. So, again, Rylan Holtgrave, Noah Weaver, and Colton Bonnell, top three in this Atchison Post 6 order. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors, everyone hanging with us. Even though the high school sports seasons are done, we still bring you a little bit of coverage throughout the summer here with American Legion Baseball. So excited to bring it to you. Atchison batting first here, the away team on the scoreboard, the blue jersey tops, gray pants, and the red tops and light blue bottoms. That is for the home team in Doniphan County. Brendan Deming is on the mound for D.C., and Rylan Holtgrave is set to check in for the right side batter's box. Rylan, a senior coming up at Moore Hill Mount Academy, playing at third base here in this matchup to start tonight. Got the sign from the umpire. We're ready to go. So here's Deming on the bump for D.C. The right-handed thrower kicks and fires the first pitch of the game, and a late swing and miss for strike number one, and here we go.
And Doniphan County, they have a lot of great pitchers, not just Deming here, but also to their utility. They also have Cooper Everly. So you talk about a team that really dominates their first games and the matchups they'll play this year. It's going to be this team.
Next pitch in there for a called strike, and quickly Holtgrave down in the count. It is 0-2. Coming up on his senior campaign at Moore Hill Mount Academy, Rylan Holtgrave. But down in the count, 0-2 here on Deming. Here's the pitch. Goes way outside the box. Paulino stabs, and it's 1-2. Well, it's very early on this summer. This team's just getting their really good flow of the season going, and this is game number 5 for Atchison. As Deming fires a 1-2, and it's shot to the right side. Second baseman Blevins fields over to first to Clary in time for out number 1. All right, I'll bring up the junior from Atchison High. That is the left fielder in Noah Weaver.
They mentioned a little bit earlier that stab by Paulino. He does a great job catching for Doniphan West. He caught every single game, every inning this year. He's an all-around great player from behind the plate.
And it takes a lot to play behind the dish and to do it as much as Paulino has over the last year. Certainly shows how good of a catcher he is. Weaver takes one low, ball one. As Deming kind of shakes that right arm and kicks into the windup and fires in the 1-0, and this fouled away, a little bit of a late swing by Weaver, and evens the count, 1-1. This Atchison team through 4 games, very early, but 3.8 runs per game through the first 4. Trying to get that number up, certainly been up and down through the early portions, as Deming's 1-1 is swung on and missed, and Weaver down in the count, just like Holtgrave to begin the game at 1-2.
I mean, last year, this Atchison team went 0-22, had 6 forfeits throughout the season. So right now, already off to a better start. And, of course, they'd hope to continue that last time. Getting mentioned, they split against Doniphan County. They at least want to try to do the same here today.
Here's a 1-2. It is in there. Called strike 3 on the outer part of the plate. So after a ground out to second, Weaver down looking for out number 2. Good start here for Brendan Deming, pitcher here for Doniphan County. And these two teams have already played. They split in the first doubleheader. And early on, again, game number three between these two. So quickly, two up, two down. Here is the Atchison High senior and Colton Bonnell, the shortstop here tonight, and a hearty swing and a miss there at a pitch that was up, and it snowballs one strike.
Yeah, Deming's doing a great job right now, just panning around the canvas with his fastball right there. You saw the up and out and forced that swing by Bonnell.
Well, we mentioned Paulino, the catcher. We'll get you the defensive alignment here momentarily as that one is swung on and missed, and Deming doing a great job here in the first, getting out front of these Atchison hitters. Veach at third, Everly at short, Blevins at second, Cleary at first. Griffin in left, Bennett's in center, and Heim is the right fielder defensively for Doniphan County. Here's the 0-2, and just off the outer edge, one ball, two strikes. Trying to get it, paint that corner with the off-speed pitch.
Yeah, looking just to try to get Bonnell to go for that reach on the 0-2, but Bonnell has to protect now.
Still out in front. First three batters he has faced. Here's a 1-2 by Deming, and it's hit to the left side. A line drive that's caught by the third baseman in Veach, and that retires the side. So a ground out, a strikeout, and a line out, and a good start here for Doniphan County's Brendan Deming. No score through half an inning. Go to the bottom of the first. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball this summer on KNCA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Half an inning in, no score. Get to see the top three in the Doniphan County post 55 order here as Atchison has Hank Julo on the mound and Dustin Veach, Cooper Everly, and Logan Blevins. Certainly some familiar names around this part here in Northeast Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, first off the bat, you got back-to-back Johnson West kids. Dustin Veach, we know what he's known for. It's stealing bases. He had over 50 on this season. That was just by the end of the regular season, as far as I was aware of. And you know, I'll tell you what, Veach, he's a great all-around athlete. He actually came up to me and talked to me after that game, the last game of the regular season against Riverside, where they beat Riverside 1-0. He came up and talked to me. He's like, man, I just want to let you know, your brother's pretty fast. He's and let me tell you this, Veach, you're also pretty fast. And that's where Veach really specializes in, is his ability to run those base paths. He's a great all-around player.
So Dustin Veach, Cooper Everly, and Logan Blevins, the top three in this Doniphan County post-55 order, a record of 3-5. They are 3-3 in Northeast Kansas American Legion play. The only two non-league tilts, they played the Auburn Legion squad down in Nebraska on Saturday. A pair of close losses there, 5-3 and 8-5. So here we go, the lefty in Dustin Veach against the right-handed thrower for Atchison. That is Hank Julo. Atchison set down in order in the top of the first, and here we go. First pitch in the bottom half is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, you want to get this good start here if you're Julo, just against the top of the order. This is really a big fight here. I mean, the Doniphan County team built up from a lot of different players who had a good run in their substate.
Next pitch, a little bit upstairs, two Veach, so it's one ball, one strike. That's from the left side. Where's jersey number 8? And Julo's 1-1 is way high, two balls and one strike. Mitch Cooper Everly up next, Fort Scott commit. Getting a little bit more action before heading off to his collegiate adventures. Next pitch low and inside. Three balls, one strike here on Dustin Veach. And that sun is shining mentioned 90 degrees roughly at first pitch, a very calm, if any, breeze. Certainly feels like the middle parts of June as a 3-1 is hit high in the air, but way left side and out of play, foul. And our first full counts of tonight's game at 3-2 here on Dustin Beach.
A big chance for Julio to get a strikeout here against the opening batter, and for Beach, a good chance to get himself on base.
Well, even though it's the leadoff man, Julio likes to rock out of the stretch, and a 3-2 is a high pitch that was fouled straight back into the screen, and it stays 3-2.
Yeah, great eye by Beach. He was just looking to stay protected there, so he took the chip on the high fastball and, you know, knocked it foul to the left side, so he stays in the full count.
So Beach steps back in, puts that bat above the left shoulder, a second 3-2 offering, high and outside, ball four. So good at bat to lead things off for DC Post 5-5. Dustin Beach, a leadoff walk, and that brings on Cooper Eberle. And these two teams have already played. That was back on June 4th in Atchison. Donovan County, a 14-1 winner in game one, but Atchison, an 8-7 victory in game number two. And just like that, Donovan County, the first base runner here of tonight's game. Beach a walk. He's at first. Here is Eberle from the right side. There's a quick fake throw to first. And Beach head first back in safely. Well, they watched any tape, and he's already taken off. The pitch is inside for ball one. There's the throw. Well, not in time. Another steal for Dustin Beach. Up into scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, I'd probably get used to saying that. It's something that Beach does about every time he gets on base, is looking to steal. So for a pitcher, Beach is your worst nightmare.
He wants to take off for third. You can tell. There he goes. The pitch is high. Ball two. Good throw down to third, but a little bit wide. Back-to-back pitches and back-to-back steals for Beach, and he is at third base with nobody out.
And Beach is, again, such an athletic player. He always puts a great lead-off on his base, and his slide in the next base path is just absolutely tremendous. He just has such great athletic running ability.
And the count, two balls, no strikes. And that pitch catches the outer edge for a called strike there. So now Eberle has a 2-1 count, and Beach at third base with nobody out. Donovan County here in the bottom of the first, trying to get on the board first. So even a productive out will and could provide a run, but this one is hit high in the air, infield side, first base, and reaching back is Hausch to make the catch. Boy, that was hit a mile high, and I take my statement back. That was pretty much the last thing you could have done there if you were Beach, or I should say Eberle, to try to get Beach in from third, and that's a big first out for Atchison. So one out, Beach at third. Here's Logan Blevins. Well, still, you can get in out and produce that run. First pitch by Julo is outside, kicks up into the air behind Spencer, the catcher. Beach, a tag at the plate, not in time. Boy, what a collision there. It didn't get too far from Spencer, and it was just basically a bang-bang dive between the two, but Beach too much speed from third to home, and Donovan County a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, and that's just what Beach brings to your team. I mean, he got a walk on a full count to get to first, still second, still third. And as a pitcher, when you get one by your catcher, that's going to be the situation that you're dealt with. Beach's speed is just something that's hard to deal with, and Donovan County already with one run lead.
So one out, base is empty, a 1-0 count here on Logan Blevins. Julo's next pitch is lifted high in the air, shallow center field. The shortstop Bonnell going out there, though, looks like he's going to call it off, and he does, and makes the catch. Nicely done there from the shortstop in Bonnell, and that's the second out of the inning.
Yeah, what great communication there by Bonnell. He mentioned he went all the way out into short center field just right in front of Ashburn. So to be able to have that quality communication, I mean, Ashburn definitely could have probably tried to run up for it and get it, but Bonnell, again, great communication from the shortstop position.
So here's the cleanup man. That is Beckham Griffin, the left fielder for D.C. tonight. Base is empty, two down. Donovan County a 1-0 lead. He's going to lift this one high in the air. And it looks like the third baseman kind of lost it, but Bonnell, the shortstop, knows where it's at. He'll go on the edge of the grass and left field to make the catch to retire the side. So after a walk, multiple steals and a pass ball, a pop-out, and a pop-out retires the side. But Donovan County on the board. They lead Atchison 1-0 here on KMZA.
Give your child the best start. Sebethe Community Hospital has specialized speech, physical, and occupational therapy department designed specifically for kids. Whether it's improving communication, building strength and coordination, or developing everyday skills, our compassionate therapists work closely with your child in a fun and encouraging environment. We're dedicated to helping them thrive. Give your child the best start. Learn more about our pediatric therapy services by calling Sabetha Community Hospital or visiting SabethaHospital.com. That's Sabetha Community Hospital, helping your child grow, learn, and play.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ball here on KNZA. It's presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And ContiS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And don't forget, in our post game, you can check out our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. 1-0 Doniphan County. We go to the second inning, as Atchison will have 4, 5, and 6 in their order against Brendan Deming. It'll be Avante Hausch, Hank Julo, and Parker Huntington. So here we go. A walk, a couple of steals, and a pass ball. And that bottom of the first inning, giving Doniphan County the early 1-0 advantage.
Point here for Atchison, kind of meat of the order, the middle three batters to get off on the right start.
So here's Deming back to work. Pretty swiftly done in the first with a ground out, a strikeout, and a lineout. And first pitch swinging Avante Hausch, and he fouls this one out of play, and it's going to be no balls, one strike. So again, 1-0 our score. Doniphan County, a slight edge here in the top of the second. Deming out of a full windup. Light leg kick, fires it in there, just missed off the edge, and it's 1-1. Again, Hank Julo, Parker Huntington will follow. Avante Hausch here, and if one of those three are able to get on, then Matthew Spencer would come up as well. Next pitch runs up and in, 2-1. Well, we saw Deming in that first inning. All three batters he faced jumped out in front quickly, and now here to start the second, just slightly behind Hausch at 2-1. That one in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2.
And now that's what makes Deming such a great pitcher, is his ability to know to stay in front of the count. Here he evens it up at the 2-2.
Well, he shakes off one side. Paulino's second call is a yes by Deming, and a 2-2 on the way, and a little bit outside, and the count runs full. Well, Doniphan County, 15-16 last summer. Well, 1-2 in the zone tournament. 3-2 here, and a swing. Was that a foul tip? It was, but Paulino, the catcher, heady glove, secures it. Second strikeout for Deming, and out number one here in the second.
Yeah, I mentioned how great of a catcher Paulino is, and right there, that's exemplary of what he's able to do, just his ability to, you know, get the foul ball that rockets straight back right to him, and being able to get the out.
Here is the pitcher in Hank Julo. Base is empty, one out, top two, 1-0 Doniphan County. And the first pitch taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The soon-to-be junior at Atchison High, Hank Julo. Bats from the right side. Not much wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Deming holds it belt high. Lefty kick, fires with the right. And that one low and outside. 1-1.
Yeah, and Julo, he's starting pitching today here for Atchison. He honestly didn't have too bad of a first inning in that bottom of the first. You know, three straight outs after getting up the walk and the run.
Yeah, walk to Veach, a couple of steals, and then a pass ball. That's what Dustin Veach does, and that's the advantage for Doniphan County. And there's a swing and a miss right there by Julo, and it's 1-2. Fans surrounding kind of the backstop here in Wathena, watching these two teams go at it. Of course, doubleheader for these two, but we got game one for you. Next pitch, just a little bit off the outer edge. 2-2. Good eye there by Hank Julo.
Yeah, it really works that outside fastball pitch, just trying to get those batters to swing, especially when they're at a two-strike count. Here's the 2-2.
Here is a 2-2 offering. Just missed. And the count runs full again. 3-2. So back-to-back hitters here in the second have worked a full count on Brendan Deming, but First batter in Hausch ended up striking out swinging. Let's see how he comes back here for a second consecutive batter at 3-2, and this one is lifted towards right field, and that's going to be Heim, who makes a shoulder-high catch on the line drive there for out number two. So quickly, two up and two down for Parker Huntington.
And I know for Ashton here, you're not getting the at-bats that you want. Obviously, you want your batters to get on base here. But still, as long as you can get, you know, full counts, start working that pitch counter against Deming, you're doing some good work.
So five up and five down here for Brendan Deming. A couple of strikeouts in there. Now Huntington steps in, takes one high for ball one. Soon to be junior at Atchison High. That's from the right side. Deming, a right-handed thrower. And kicks and fires a 1-0 offering. Runs a little bit inside. Two balls, no strikes. It's kind of the opposite for Deming here in the second. Jumped out in front of all three of the hitters he faced in the first, but has fallen behind. And each of now the first three batters he has faced in the second, but he has still gotten first two outs here. There's a heavy swing and a miss right there by Huntington. Now two balls, one strike. Paulino gets the call to Deming, kicks, and a 2-1. Good off speed, swung out and missed, 2-2. And trying to retire the side in order for a second consecutive inning is Brendan Deming.
Yeah, Deming doing a good job working back this count to the even, 2-2.
And a 2-2 on the way. Low and in the dirt, good stab again by Paulino, and now the counts here in the second for a third consecutive batter at 3-2.
He'll take these at-bats for your actions and work that pitch count against Deming.
Well, let's see. He's gotten the first two out on 3-2, and this one on the way, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number three, and that retires the side. So Deming has struck out three of the first six that he has faced. We go to the bottom of the second here on KNZA. It's Donovan County 1 and Atchison nothing.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated. 117 years. How about that? Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt all with you. 1-0 Donovan County. So we go to the bottom of the second inning here on KNZA. Still looking for our first hit. A one run produced thanks to a walk to Dustin Beach. Lead off that bottom of the first inning. He stole second, stole third, and came around to score on a pass ball. So still early, but not a ton of offense to this point. We'll see Hayden Paulino, Luke Bennett, and Taven Clary. Kind of that middle third of this Donovan County order.
Well, for Donovan County, the last leadoff man was really all about speed. Here for Paulino, it's really all about power. It's kind of an opposite effect here. He's a big power hitter, and looks for, you know, some bigger hits.
Well, I'm used to seeing big Hayden Paulino rock jersey number 99. Of course, that's what he did this past spring season over at D-West. Of course, Donovan West made a run to that regional championship game, but lost to Valley Falls. Dragons went on to finish runner-up in the 2-1A classification as Paulino takes one a little bit high for ball one. And the bottom of the second inning is underway. Of course, we were there to call that game. It was a great pitcher's duel with D-West and Valley Falls, but the Dragons, as this one is belted down the left field line, but it's going to be foul. A little bit out in front of that one was Hayden Paulino, and it's 1-1 now to count.
You know, I was actually up, I was up at Sabeth, and I got to see Riverside, so a lot of Riverside baseball players were I was able to see, and you know, you see a lot of them. They're real athletic here, and they also make up a lot of this team.
There's a 1-1 by Julo, and a high fastball is hit high in the air. This could be a tough play. The shortstop in Bottle, and that one's going to drop in for a hit. Boy, he nearly made a fantastic running over-the-shoulder basket catch, but a very difficult play. And right when I said we're looking for our first hit, it's a high and lengthy single into shallow left field for Hayden Paulino. And it looks like we'll have a courtesy runner in there for him as well.
Yeah, if Bonnell was able to make that play, I mean, with the blue tops, I would have thought you were looking at Bobby Witt out there. I mean, really, the tremendous plays he's been able to make from the shortstop position, kind of extending himself from that dirt track inside. It's really impressive right here, but again, that hit did drop.
Now check in the courtesy runner, and it looks like it's going to be Adam Keyes, courtesy runner for Hayden Paulino. So, after a Paulino single to shallow left, runner at first base, nobody out, and Luke Bennett's now stepping in from the right side. Julo sets, fires in the first pitch, a little ground ball to the right side. Huntington Fields goes to second, and they get the lead out. That's all they can get. But a big first out recorded right there. So a race, a courtesy runner in Keys, and now it's Bennett at first base, reaching on the fielder's choice. And now Taven Clary, the first baseman, batting from the left side for D.C. A 1-0 Doniphan County lead here, one out, one on in the bottom of the second. Julo sets and fires it in there, and a high chopper left side. This is going to be Bottle at short, long throw. It's high, and Roush makes a really good catch, kind of extending to pull that one down for out number two, but Bennett does get to scoring position in the process, and now it's up to Brett Heim, the right fielder.
Man, we've seen so many great plays already here by the upcoming senior going to Atchison and Ben Bonnell. Man, he has been all over that shortstop position.
Yeah, he's caught a couple of pop-outs and dealt with a couple already here in this second inning. And the first pitch a little bit low to Brett Heim for ball one. So you got a runner in scoring position, two outs. Trying to double up on this 1-0 lead here in the early innings. Julo out of the stretch and fires. And it runs a little up and in, and it's two balls, no strikes. Well, you see it by some pitchers. It's just kind of how maybe they grew into it or whatever. But even when runners aren't on, some pitchers like to just go out of the stretch. And Julo is one of those and fires one in there a little bit low. And now three balls, no strikes with Deming in the on-deck circle. Then it's the runner at second base, two outs. Let's see if Heim has a green light here. He takes all the way on 3-0. As Julo sets, not much of a lead for Bennett at second. Here's the pitch, and it bends in there for a called strike, and now 3-1.
If you're Julo here, you really want to get out of this inning with one batter left in the bottom of the order. Try to make that easier on you in the next inning.
Here's 3-1 outside, ball four. So the inning continues, and that puts two on, first and second, for number nine in the order, Brendan Deming. So now Deming, an RBI chance.
And then you have Dustin Beach, who lines up in the circle to come up.
Yeah, you'd certainly prefer, if you are Atchison, to end this inning right here. But let's see. First pitch to Deming, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So first and second, with two outs. Doniphan County leading Atchison 1-0. Bottom of the second inning, an 0-1 count on Deming. And now there's a swing and a miss. And quickly behind it, 0-2.
Up to this point, Julio's been really relying on that, his supporting cast here to get his outs. But here he has a chance to really take charge, take command, get the final out in the top of the second.
So Bennett's at second, Heim the runner at first. An 0-2 pitch on the way here to Brendan Deming. And he hacks at this one and fouls it away. And he'll try it again at no balls and two strikes. Mentioned Doniphan County, 1-2 last year in the zone tournament. Lost to Corning, win against Seneca, and then a loss to Hiawatha. Julo looks back at first, neither runner, much of a lead, and now a two-strike pitch. Runs inside and hits him on an 0-2 pitch. Got away from Julo, and now the bases are loaded for Dustin Veach.
Yeah, this is a dangerous situation here if you're Julo trying to get out of this bottom of the second. Again, base is loaded, but you have two outs. I mean, there's a lot of ways here you can get this final out, and I hope to try to get it.
Every base in play. Donovan County trying to add to a 1-0 lead. Beach walked in his first at bat, stole second, stole third, and got home on a pass ball for the lone run of the game. He hacks it the first pitch and just caught a piece of it, fouled it away, and it's 0-1. So certainly some action brewing here in the bottom of the second inning.
Yeah, and Beach's last time up got to himself to the full count. Really, he's a real patient batter who hits from the left side. Well, it was a left-hand hitter. He hits from the right side. So, yeah, no, he has great patience.
Plays back in the box. Tad open on the stance. The 0-1 a little bit inside. Missing, and it's 1-1. So the runner at third, that is Bennett. Runner at second, that is Heim. And the runner at first is Deming. Two outs, a 1-1 count here on Dustin Beach. The pitch is high and away, 2-1. You mentioned Julo. He hasn't struck out a batter yet, but he's relied heavily upon his defense behind him in the early going. The defense has all four bases to play with, needing one out to get out of this jam. Here is a 2-1, and it runs upstairs. 3-1. Julo rubs a little dirt. Has to really settle in here. See how aggressive Beach is here on a 3-1. Base is loaded, two outs here in the second. The pitch is high, 4, and that's going to make it a 2-0 Donovan County lead. So damage being done with two outs, and now more damage potentially coming up to the plate in Cooper Eberle.
And I would argue if you were to pitch anyone, whether it was Veach or Eberle, I would say Veach would probably be your guy you'd rather pitch than Eberle. Eberle, man, he is a big-time hitter. You know, during this season, he struck out very few times throughout the regular season. I believe it was only 5 times. And, yeah, he has a great knack for hitting the ball.
Julo's first pitch to Cooper Eberle. A little bit low for 1. So now you got Heim at third, Deming at second, and Veach at first. Well, Veach probably upset. Now he can't steal a base because everything is covered currently. The 1-0. It is hit well. Left side to the left. It's Holgrave at third. Bobbles, kicks away. Everybody is safe. That's going to be an error. And that's going to make it 3-0 Donovan County. I'd say well hits. I probably should have rephrased that. It wasn't incredibly hard hits. Again, Holtgrave moving to his left to try to make the play, and it's kind of booted away from him. And now Donovan County adding to it with a second run and leading now 3-0.
Still have a chance to get out of this bum of the inning if you're a Julo.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to continue to let this lead stretch for Donovan County. 1-0 here on Logan Blevins. Popped out to short in his first at bat tonight. Next pitch up and in, 2-0. Well, now Julo kind of seems like maybe feeling the pressure a little bit as this inning's kind of getting away. But still only need one out to get out of it. Two have scored. 3-0 Donovan County. Here's the 2-0 to Blevins. Took it all the way and just missed inside, so now 3-0. Beckham Griffin due up next. So if Blevins gets on, Donovan County officially will bat around here in this second inning. And most of that damage done with two outs. Here's the pitch by Julo, and it's in there for a called strike. And now 3-1.
Julo just has to really, you know, put himself back on track and refine that confidence, rekindle it here. I mean, you're already in the second inning. You definitely don't want to give up anything. They keep the one run in the second.
Here's a 3-1. And inside, 4, another run is scored. So another bases loaded walk. That brings Deming home, and now it's a 3-spot here in the inning, and Donovan County's lead is now 4-0.
Yeah, now Beckham Griffin comes up the bat. The whole order has now went through for Donovan County, and to Griffin, he was, I'll tell you what, an amazing batter at the beginning of the season for Riverside. He only played the first 8 games before he, I believe, broke his foot, but then came in the regional semifinal.
He's obviously a crucial part and certainly missed in that first stretch of the season for Riverside. He takes one off the plate, 1-0. He popped out to short in that first inning and now takes another one inside, and it's quickly 2-0.
If I'm not mistaken, in that 8-game stretch he did play, he was batting well over 400, so he really is a big hitter. And for a situation like this, he's got a good opportunity to get some runners in.
This is hit to the left side, fielded at third, and that's going to be the final out. Nice stab by Holtgrave to keep it in front. He goes unassisted to third to get that final out. So a little damage done with two outs for Doniphan County. They play three in the inning. And after two here in Wathena, Doniphan County a 4-0 lead over Atchison. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's powered by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime CS Trucking of Sabetha as well. They're offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for our post game. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt with you. We go to the top of the third inning. Doniphan County a 4-0 advantage here over Atchison. So now Deming back on the bump, a little bit of a cushion here with that 4-spot lead, and gets the bottom third of this Atchison order in the third, starting here with junior catcher, and I say junior, going on at Morehill Mounts Academy, the catcher Matthew Spencer.
Yeah, and back-to-back great innings that we've seen from Deming. One strikeout in the first, two strikeout in the second, and here he looks to try to keep that confidence. Now, in the first inning, he was staying ahead of his batters. In the second one, he was kind of working a little bit from behind, but he still was able to take charge and make it work from the mound.
Yeah, all three batters he faced in the second worked a full count, but he got a strikeout, a lineout, and a strikeout. First pitch runs inside here to Spencer, and it's one ball, no strikes. So here early on, as we're in this top of the third inning, Doniphan County, four runs, one hit. Atchison, no runs, no hits, and an error. That led to one of those four runs. Next pitch a little bit off the plate. Two balls, no strikes here on Spencer. Caden Jones, Sawyer Ashburn. And then they have an extra hitter, does Atchison, in the lineup tonight. That is Grady Clark. Stemming out of the windup, and a 2-0 is on the way, and that one missed inside. Three balls, no strikes. Well, Atchison, just get them on. It's what you need, and trying to chip away throughout the course of the middle innings here. But a 3-0 on the way, and it's in there for a called strike.
If you're Matthew Spencer, you're just staying really patient on the 3-0 count. You might even put a yellow light on yourself here on the 3-1.
Deming has struck out three so far, but now has a 3-1 count working with, and this one is fouled straight back. And he goes from 3-0 to 3-2 here on Matthew Spencer. Spencer, the catcher, batting from the right side of the box, wears jersey number 18. So now, Crendon, that is four consecutive hitters that have worked a full count against Brendan Deming.
Spencer's going to have to watch out for the changeup that hangs low in the zone.
And got him. Swing and a miss. Another foul tip, but Paulino secures what is now Deming's fourth strikeout. And now seven up and seven down, retired by Deming, and that brings up Caden Jones.
Not my favorite drink, but it's one of them, Brandon.
What is?
7-Up.
7-Up? There you go. Yeah, you know, it's okay. I'd probably go elsewhere for other options, but nonetheless, here's Caden Jones, and swing and a miss at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. So certainly a good start here for Deming on the bump. A 4-0 Doniphan County lead. They scored one in the first on a walk to Veach with a couple of steals and a pass ball. And a lot of the three-run damage in the second done with two outs. That one's taken for a called strike, and Jones now quickly in trouble at 0-2.
Yeah, right back to that quick work that Deming made in that first inning where he stayed in front of all the batters.
Now let's see what he comes at him with here. Count heavily in his favor. Here it is. Ooh, just missed. 1-2. Maybe just tried to catch that outer edge, but a good eye by Caden Jones, soon to be junior at Atchison. Little bit of wiggle with that bat above the right shoulder. Still the advantage at 1-2 for Deming. It's on the way. In there. Called strike 3 on the outer part of the plate. 2 up, 2 down. Make it 5 Deming strikeouts. And now Sawyer Ashburn steps in.
And Deming's making it really hard for the batters to, you know, have an eye for the plate right now. The ability just to pan around the corner is more particularly the opposite corner of where the batter is at. Man, he has just been really attacking that spot with fastballs, and there Jones went down on it.
He has struck out 3 straight and 4 of the last 5 that he has faced, and he jumps out in front of Sawyer Ashburn here at 0-1. The Troy Trojan, Sawyer Ashburn, going into his senior season, 25-26, batting ninth in this Atchison Legion post lineup. Fouls on the way and quickly behind now a little bit more at 0-2. So we've seen a mix by Deming where he has gotten behind or started out in front. First batter of this inning, he got behind but ultimately got a strikeout. Jumped in front of Jones, got a strikeout. Now he's in front here, and that one just missed off the plate to Ashburn. So now it's 1-2.
Big time with Ashton here, just a big mash of different schools that make up this team. You got 8 kids from Ashton, 1 from Effingham, 1 from Troy, 3 from Mar Hill, and 1 from Pleasant Ridge.
Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and another strikeout. How about he sets them down in order, 1-2-3 via the strikeout, as Deming is solid, 9 up, 9 down through the first 3 here in Wathena. We'll go to the home third here on KNZA, Donovan County 4, and Atchison nothing.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owners.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's powered by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon, Kurt, Crendon with you. Bottom of the third inning we go. Donovan County a 4-0 advantage on Atchison. Hank Julo back to work and pretty productive bottom of the second for Donovan County. Batting around and plating 3 runs. And now Hayden Paulino back in there and jumps out in front. 1 ball, no strikes.
Dan Paulino, he has our only hit of the game. He led off the bottom of the second inning with that single.
And takes one outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Well, 2 of the first 3 batters for Donovan County were retired in that second inning, but a good chunk, again, of those 3 runs produced with 2 outs. A couple of those were bases-loaded walks by Julo, the other off an error. Next pitch skips in the dirt. 3 balls, no strikes.
Really, the message here for Julo is just to be confident, just to, you know, stay relaxed and to not put so much on your mind, so much weight on your shoulders here.
Well, heavily the advantage for Hayden Paulino at 3-0. And he takes it all the way, missing inside, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk by Julo. And Paulino on for a second time in as many innings. 5 walks by Julo here so far. Just like we did in the second, we'll see a courtesy runner here for Hayden Paulino. It's got to be a good gig, you know, when you're the catcher. Obviously that's tough, but get on base, let someone else run for you.
Yeah, and you know, Kesey comes back up into run for him.
So here's Luke Bennett. Reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score on one of those bases-loaded walks. In Donovan County, a 4-0 advantage here, batting with one on, nobody out in the home third. Here's the pitch by Julo, a little bit low, for ball number one. Well, just finding the strike zone for Julo, that's got to be the important issue right now. It's been a struggle here over the last inning or so. In five walks, including three in that last inning. The next pitch, it was close, but just missed away. Two balls, no strikes.
All right, now Julo, he's in a little bit of a slump right now. Just this inning alone, he's pitched six straight balls.
Just got to find the strike zone, make it seven outside the zone, a little up and in, and now three balls, no strikes here on Luke Bennett.
And it really kind of goes back a little bit further if you look back into the past inning as Beckham Griffin. He was on a 2-0 count before he hit it and grounded it out. So, again, rough patch going on here for Julo.
And a four-pitch walk once again. Eight straight out the zone. And now Donovan County cooking with a little something here. Two on and nobody out. And it looks like we'll get our first mound visit as Taven Clary will be the next batter up here for Donovan County. So certainly an opportunity here, Crendon, for D.C. to really kind of put a stamp on this game early.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's easy cooking when the recipe is kind of laid out right in front of you. And here for Donovan County, you know, you give back-to-back four-pitch walks. You're kind of just already, all the ingredients are in it. You just got to turn the oven on. You just got to turn the microwave on. And here it's already starting to warm up and get going for Donovan County. You saw it in the last inning, the three runs they were able to put up. A big hit right here. I mean, you could really expand and open this game up for Donovan County.
Do you have a microwave that turns on? Because at least mine, when you plug it in, that's how you turn it on. If there are microwaves out there that you have to turn on after they're plugged in, that's news to me. But appreciate where the head's at. So after the meeting, Hank Julo's got to settle down. He's given up back-to-back four-pitch walks here. Or have they made a change? Correct that. Looks like they have made a pitching change. So we're going to step aside. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Atchison has a new pitcher, but Donovan County, two on, nobody out. They lead it 4-0 here in the third.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Atchison trying to quiet down Donovan County here. First pitching change in the bottom of the third inning. Parker Huntington has taken the ball. Hank Julo now over at second base. Donovan County two on, nobody out, leading Atchison 4-0. And first opportunity for Huntington. He steps off the rubber and runs back the courtesy runner at second base, which is Adam Keyes. So Keyes running for Paulino. Bennett's the runner at first, and Huntington's first pitch here to the lefty, and Clary is outside for ball one.
Yeah, and I'll, backtrack like a broken record here. Same thing I said about Julo here for Huntington. It's about getting confidence here and, trying to pitch strikes into the zone right now.
That one way up and outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Well, we haven't seen a strike since the last inning here, so again, it is in a rough patch.
It's just finding that first one, whether it clips the edge or it's right down the middle. Right now, Atchison pitching is having a little bit of a struggle here in the third, but that one catches the inside part of the plate. Now, 2-1 here on Clary, who grounded out to short in his first at bat in the second, but has two on and nobody out. Donovan County trying to add to a 4-0 lead here in the home third, and another one that clips the inner edge, and he's come back strong, has Parker Huntington. Now two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, great comfortability right there by Huntington. Just going back-to-back right in the corner, inside of the batter. Back-to-back strikes for him. He wants to try to get it.
And got him on the inner edge again. Called strike three. So after falling behind to Clary quickly, three straight to catch the inside part of the plate. And that is the first strikeout for Huntington and the first out here in the third.
Yeah, for Huntington, just looks like he found a spot, and he just kept it right there. And, you know, for Clary, he just really just couldn't get a piece of it. It's a great pitching by Huntington.
Yeah, the first out here, so still got two on, and now this one is hit high in the air. It's foul territory up against the third base dugout. Brett Heim will start behind at 0-1, who walked and scored back in the second. It's got two on and one out. Gandonifan County, a 4-0 lead here. So that was much needed for Atchison after the pitching change, getting that first out here in this bottom of the third. But still work to be done here for Huntington. Out of the stretch, the righty to the righty in Heim. And now this one is hit high in the air down the right field line. Hausch, the first baseman, and is that one fair? I think it is. It's hard to tell from the angle, and it looks like everybody's going to be safe. So that ball dropped just inside the foul line in shallow right field. And everyone, again, is safe. So now the bases are loaded with one out for Brendan Deming.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a perfect hit there for Heim. He couldn't really ask for one even better. Just right there, just on the edge of the right baseline that goes right down first base out on the grass track.
The bases are loaded for Deming, one out. Trying to extend on a 4-0 lead. First pitch swinging to the right side, and it's out into right field for a base knock. Two runs are going to score. And that's going to add to it as the throw gets away. Everybody advancing another. Throw to second. Do they get him? They do. So after all that, they get an out. But Deming does his job by driving in Paulino and Bennett to make it 6-0 Donovan County.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want from your bottom of the order player, Brendan Deming. And tell you what, Brendan Deming is already shaping up to be that player of the game here for Donovan County. I mean, look what he's done on the defensive side with six strikeouts here. He's got a two RBI knock. Really just a great play by him. Unfortunately, though, for him, he tried to overextend himself after the single, trying to get the second, was thrown out, but still on him, great play.
So here's Dustin Beach, a 6-0 Donovan County lead. The runner at third is Brett Heim, and the first pitch to Beach missing away for ball one. So those two runs that score are going to be charged to Julo. So now that runner at third will be under the direction of Huntington, is this one is hit high in the air, but playable on the right side infield, and just on the edge of the grass is Julo, the second baseman, to make the catch to retire the side. So, Donovan County continuing their trend, scoring in every inning to this point. This time they score two and get a two RBI single by Brendan Deming. Three innings in and four to go. Donovan County 6 and Atchison nothing. It is American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KimeTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for our post game. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So we go to the fourth. Donovan County in control, leading Atchison 6-0. Brendan Deming has been a big contributor on both sides of the ball here for D.C. They'll get the top three in this Atchison post six lineup to begin the fourth. First pitch runs a little bit inside, and Holtgrave jumps out of the way, and it's ball one. So nine up and nine down. It's the extra hitter. Beg your pardon. So this is Grady Clark, then Holtgrave. And Clark takes another one low, and it's two balls, no strikes. So I forgot about the extra hitter. That is my apologies.
That's something you always kind of, you know, you're reminded of when you're calling Legion is you got 10 batters and not nine.
And the extra hitter, and that one upstairs, three balls, no strikes. Well, Deming has yet to walk a batter. Atchison has yet to have a base runner on, but Deming, see how he bounces back here, 3-0. That one in there for a called strike. Clark had the little bit of first base lean there, thought it was ball four. The umpire says no go, and now 3-1.
Well, that's usually how it goes. You take off, and then it's strike one against you.
Here's a 3-1 by Deming, and that one missed inside, ball four. So number 10 in the order, the extra hitter, and Grady Clark works a leadoff walk here in the fourth, and for Atchison, their first base runner here in tonight's game.
Yeah, and that gives you a lot to work with, especially now that you're coming up to the top of your order. Holtgrave, great chance here. Leadoff man came into this game, grounded out to the second baseman, but here he can get a hot shot to try to progress the base pass.
It's got to keep the line moving if you're Atchison. First pitch to Holtgrave is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
And, you know, if you're talking about the opposite side here for Dauphin County, Deming, he does a great job of stopping the line, trying to halt it. So we'll see what happens here.
Well, Deming steps off the rubber. Not much of a lead for Clark at first. Still being held on by Clary over there. Maybe a two-step lead at most. Here's the pitch and fouled straight back. And now it is 0-2 here on Ryland Holtgrave, the Moorhill Mounts Academy Raven. Madonovan County, they've been in control. Through the first three, they have scored in every inning. One in the first, three in the second, and two more in the third. As Atchison's deficit here in the top of the fourth is 6-0. That one just missed off the outer edge. Now one ball, two strikes. Defensive alignment has stayed the same here for Donovan County so far. Seen one pitching change for Atchison here. Next one in the dirt, two balls, two strikes here on Ryland Holtgrave.
Yeah, great check swing there by Holtgrave as well. Not allowing himself to go down the count. Keeps it out of the 2-2.
Noah Weaver in the on-deck circle. Atchison just trying to get something going here in this fourth inning. Demings 2-2. Runs inside. Boy, it almost looked like for a second it hit him, but it did not. Now the count runs full, 3-2.
Yeah, just a big flinch there by Holtgrave. He's gotten back-to-back fastballs on the inside of the plate. The full count for him. See how he works it.
Well, he's worked it back. Big 3-2 on the way, and it runs inside. Ball four. So back-to-back walks, and Atchison putting a little something together here. Two on and nobody out. Second walk issued by Deming to go along with his six Ks, but after retiring the first nine, scattered across the first three, first two batters here in the fourth, walk. Now a bunt being shown, and it's going to be put down. Deming Fields fires to first, and that throw gets away. One run is going to score as Clark rounds it, and now here comes Holtgrave, and the throw is wide, and that's going to be a two-run error, and now scampering all the way up to third base is going to be Noah Weaver. So they cut it into a third. 6-2 on the throwing error.
Yeah, definitely need to be a little careful there. Weaver could have maybe scored out what you'd consider a little league homer as he gets himself all the way to third base. But, man, I'll tell you what, that is a big error costed by Demi. He has been so excellent up to this point in the game, and then just the offline throw to first base, just troubling.
So here is Bonnell with a runner at third, nobody out, and now a meeting on the hill here for Donovan County as Atchison, just like that, are now within 6-2 here in the fourth. Well, Deming did everything right, except make the throw.
Yeah, I mean, he played it really well off the right side of the mound, just scooping it up and being able to collect himself for the throw, just unfortunately off the line. He stays there up on the mound and, you know, makes sense that he would. He's really done solid up to this point, and you'd like to think here if, you know, your coach, Vernon Coy, that, you know, this he continues to stay more consistent here.
So the runner at third is Weaver. The batter is Bonnell. Two runs on that error for Atchison. They're on the board, but still trail Doniphan County here 6-2 in the top of the fourth. And Deming out of the windup and fires, and that first pitch a little bit outside, ball one. Bonnell lined out to third to end that first inning. Now even a productive at bat could provide a run, even with an out. And a 1-0 by Deming is up and outside, two balls, no strikes.
And we've seen Bonnell be tremendous from the defensive side today, from the shortstop position, being able to extend himself from the dirt track. So for him, see what he can do with this at bat.
So Deming just trying to quiet things down here, still looking for that first down here in the fourth. Next pitch is in there, inner edge for a called strike. And now 2-1 here on Bonnell. Runner at third is Weaver. He was just trying to do the sacrifice to get two runners into scoring position. Now he finds himself at third with those two runs across thanks to a throwing error. Next pitch outside, three balls, one strike here on Bonnell. Avante Hausch in the on-deck circle. So Atchison on the board, chipping away. They're down four. Still batting with nobody out in the top of the fourth. And a high swing and miss there. Might have been ball four, but he went after it. And now the count 3-2 here on Colton Bonnell.
Yeah, when you're on a 3-1 count and you have a runner on third base, not much surprise there that Bonnell tries to take a little bit of action against it. But he might stay patient here.
Well, Deming would love to order up a strikeout here. The 3-2 is lifted high in the air, right side, foul territory, and out of play. Stays at 3-2, at least one more pitch here. Run Atchison doing what they're supposed to do here, just finding ways to chip away. The big 3-2 offering here, once again by Deming. That runner at third, here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and a huge strikeout for out number one. Desperately needed that, and it's the seventh Deming strikeout, and that brings up Avante Hausch.
That was another great example of Deming just being able to stay patient, being able to stay confident, and that's why he was kept in the game right there, is to be able to get himself back on track. So let's see if he continues to do that as he's getting towards the middle of the order.
First pitch to Hausch, a little bit outside for ball one. So Weaver at third. Seven strikeouts now for Deming. But a couple of errors this inning, allowing Atchison to get two on the board. But again, Doniphan County's lead is 6-2. Next pitch outside, kicks away from Paulino. Boy, Weaver had a shot, but might have just been unable to kind of see where that ball kicked away from Paulino. Maybe had a chance to dart for home, but he stays at third base.
Yeah, Weaver kind of didn't have too large of a lead off that third base bag. I feel like maybe if he had a little larger one, the coach also could have sent him, but just held him there.
So two balls, no strikes here on Hausch. Here's the pitch, and that one runs in there for a called strike. Now 2-1. Hausch, a strikeout victim, his first time today. And has the advantage at 2-1. Weaver, the runner at third. Still only one out in the inning. Good swing and a miss there. Now 2-2. Blew it by him with the fastball. Late swing by Hausch. So after kind of a shaky start, Deming certainly looks to be settled down just a touch here. And a 2-2 is hit to the right side. It's going out towards right field. Heim running towards the line. He can't get there. Is it foul? It is. Well, you get cut off at a certain point down the right field line, and that ball barely foul. So we'll try it again at two balls, two strikes, as Hausch has to run back in to grab the bat, settle back in. Two balls, two strikes. Deming sets, gets the call from Paulino. Here is the windup and the fire, and that one in there. Called strike three on the outside part of the plate. So after that shaky start, back-to-back strikeouts, and now it's up to Hank Julo.
Yeah, it's fair to say Deming's just really able to, now shaking it off. Back to that strikeout you mentioned, Bonnell, and now Hausch has a chance here to get it out with Julo.
So again, it was a walk, and then a two-run throwing error. A back-to-back strikeouts here as Julo takes one outside for ball one. He lined out to right in his first at-bat, back in the second. Love to bring that run in from third and get it to a three-run game. Here's the pitch. That one right down the middle, knee high. It's one ball, one strike.
You know, you also mentioned that error that allowed Weaver to get on now on third. You know, if that throw is cleaned by Deming, he's able to make three straight outs and get us out with no runs given up.
Here's a 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one a little bit low. Two balls, one strike here on Julo. And he's able to do something here. Parker Huntington in the on-deck circle. Again, those two swapped defensive spots in that last inning. Julo started on the mound, but Huntington took over. There's a swing and a miss. Now two balls and two strikes. Runner at third is Weaver. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Doniphan County leading at 6-2. But Atchison getting on the board. Base hit would add another. Deming just trying to get out of it. No more harm done. Here's the pitch. Just missed. And that one off the outer part of the plate. Now three balls, two strikes.
Well, that's exactly where Deming has been pretty successful at. He's on the full counts, forcing those swings. He usually brings the changeup.
Here is the 3-2, and it's low, ball four, and the inning continues. So all three of Deming's walks have been issued in this inning. And now here is Parker Huntington.
Yeah, then went fastball inside. Julo stayed patient, didn't swing at it, earns himself the ability to get on first base. Huntington comes up. The last time he came up, he struck out on a full count.
So they're at the corners with two down. Huntington steps in. Deming kind of steps off the rubber here. Weaver, the runner at third, and now Julo, the runner at first. Doniphan County trying to hold their four-run lead, which it's right now 6-2. First pitch high and a throw down to second base, and now a throw back home, and it's well executed by Atchison. They get a run. And going first to third in the process on another tight throw, that is Hank Julo. So now it's a 6-3 game. Julo took off for second. Paulino made the decision to try to get the out. Throw was a little off target, not in time, and then darting for home, and scoring was Weaver. That's the third error in this inning. All three errors leading to the three runs here for Atchison. So Julo's at third, and now the count here on Huntington. One ball, no strikes. That one kicked away, and Paulino chasing it down quickly. Advantage here for Huntington. So three have scored. The deficit's been cut in half here in the top of the fourth inning. It's 6-3, Doniphan County. Atchison still a runner at third in Julo, and the count right now in favor of Parker Huntington. Outside, ball four. So it was 3-0, and another walk issued by Deming. So, boy, he was clean and sharp through the first three innings. But Atchison making him pitch here in the fourth, and the inning continues. They're at the corners again for Matthew Spencer.
Paulino doing a great job here from Doniphan County, being able to go up and talk to his pitcher, calm him down, let him know, hey, you're one more out away from getting out of it. Just calm down and pitch what you've been able to do.
Well, defense not been up to par here for Doniphan County, trying to just get this final out and move on to the next inning. Doniphan County's lead is 6-3, but they're at the corners here for Atchison with two down. First pitch here to Spencer. Check swing, but he held on. A little bit high for ball one. And the runner in Huntington took second base right there without a throw. And now they're at second and third with two outs. And now the count 2-0 on Spencer. Boy, you're a base hit away from really changing kind of the complexion of this game. Here's a 2-0, and it's in there for a called strike, 2-1. So Deming has walked four here in the inning. And a base hit by Spencer here could get Atchison within one, and that one's in the dirt, ball three.
Atchison hasn't had a chance to load the bases yet this game. Really, they haven't had a base runner on until this inning. This inning is looking like a real good one for them, but they can still keep this breaking open for themselves.
I guess Spencer takes here on 3-1. Never mind. He's hit with it.
He took it, just not in the way that you conventionally probably meant there. You're taking for a ball, but instead right off the back on Spencer. But there you go. There's your bases loaded scenario. Caden Jones, that junior up and coming from Atchison, a big chance here for him to get a big knock.
Well, Doniphan County is going to get, I think, their first pitching change here tonight. So things are tightening up here in Wathena. Doniphan County 6, Atchison 3, but Atchison, they have them loaded up with 2 outs in the top of the 4th inning. Back after a brief timeout here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank NA, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here, American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman. We got Crinton Profit. Doniphan County making their first pitching change. It'll be the Riverside Cyclone, Beckham Griffin, as Atchison is chased off Brendan Deming here in the top of the fourth. After Deming retired the first 9 batters he faced through the first 3 innings. But Deming kind of lost control with 4 walks and 3 errors on this Doniphan County defense. This inning has led to 3 Atchison runs. Doniphan County's lead is 6-3, but the bases are loaded with 2 outs. And here it is, Caden Jones, the Atchison Phoenix. And with the bases loaded and 2 outs as Griffin tries to shut the door here. First pitch by Griffin. Outside for ball 1. So, a gap shot could tie the game. As Griffin is trying to get one more out to get out of this jam. There's a called strike, and Jones now evened up 1-1 strike.
Yeah, that's a huge opportunity for Jones to try to get a knock in. But even then, he could still try to be patient here, and a walk could score a run.
And this is hit towards the left side, and it finds left field for a base knock. One run is in. Here comes the throw home. It is not in time. It is a 2-RBI knock by Caden Jones, and we got ourselves a 1-run game. It is 6-5. How about that, Mr. Caden Jones?
Yeah, that's a great piece to hang by Jones. It was up and in, identified it, hit it out in the left side field, just dropped in front of the left fielder. So, again, a great big play there by Caden Jones to get that knock and to put it within a 1-run game. 5 runs in the inning here from Ashton.
So, again, those runs going to be charged to Deming. And now it's a 6-5 game, and there's a called strike to Sawyer Ashburn. In the process, Jones taking second base without a throw. So now a base hit here by Ashburn could give Atchison the lead. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop, fielding, firing, and a low throw, but it's dug out nicely by Clary to end the inning. But Atchison changing this game and the outlook pretty quickly with a 5 spot. Certainly pitching and defense didn't help the cause, but now we have played 3.5. It is Doniphan County 6 and Atchison 5. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable,
but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha as well, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around, our post-game, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So, well, three innings in, we leaning heavily on the side of Doniphan County, but a five-run inning for Atchison in the top of the fourth. Brendan, this game has flipped pretty quickly. It is a 6-2-5 affair as we go to the home fourth.
Yeah, and that's a big unfortunate inning for Doniphan County. You consider their first error of that inning. If they would have had that, if they would have been able to clean that up, that throw from Deming to first base, all those runs, you neglect them, zero on the board. But, you know, that's how baseball works. Sometimes a game of inches, a mistake is made. And for Atchison, they took advantage of that. And here they make it a one-run game, just 6-5.
So here's Parker Huntington back on the hill. He'll get the top three in the Doniphan County order. First pitch missing to Dustin Veach for ball number one. So Veach, a walk, a run scored, and a walk, which produced an RBI. And he has been productive tonight so far, and now out in front, two balls, no strikes. Everly on deck, and Blevins to follow. But a 6-5 game now here between Doniphan County and Atchison. There's one by Huntington, delivered for a strike, and it's 2-1. Well, Doniphan County, they have scored in all three innings. Late swing, and it's hit well, third base side, and it's off the glove, I believe, of Holgrave, and out into shallow left field for a sharp hit. Well, the way Holgrave kind of looked at his glove, maybe rather shocked that he didn't pull it in, but it was hit rather hard, and Veach on for a third time in as many at-bats.
That's Cooper Everly, who made the down the left, Logan Blevins now batting.
Nope, Cooper Everly, yep. Beg your pardon there.
Yeah, Veach getting out last in the last inning, popped out to right field, I believe.
So here is Blevins, and he takes a hack at the first pitch and hits it foul down the left field line, and it's 0-1.
That was also the second time Everly has reached this game. The first time was off the error, that time off the hit.
Right now, six runs, four hits, three errors for Doniphan County. Five runs, one hit, one error for Atchison. Next pitch, outside part of the plate, called strike, and it's 0-2 on Blevins. Now, Doniphan County, I'm sure, thinking, let's get some of these runs back. But an 0-2 count here on Blevins. Everly, the runner at first after a single. He takes off, and a late swing hit well out towards the gap in left center, and it drops in for a hit, and that's going to get all the way to the wall. There's no chance. Everly's not going to score, and it's an extra base hit. It's an RBI double by Blevins. And just like that, they get one run back, and it's now 7-5, Doniphan County.
Yeah, and that's how you respond for Doniphan County. I mean, you allow a five-run inning. You only can respond with it by putting up runs on the board yourself. Cooper Everly did a great job leading it off with the hit out in left field. Here you go, another hit out into the left center gap, toward kind of between middle and left. And, you know, what a great knockdown by Levins.
So a single and an RBI double, and the runner's going to take off for third. Here's a high throw, and it's out in the left field, and Blevins turning on the boots there, and he'll scamper home for the second run of the inning. I think that's five combined errors between the two teams. The second against Atchison, and that one scores Blevins to make it 8-5.
Yeah, the errors have been a big part of concern for both teams this game. It's been rough for both sides, but Blevins, great job recognizing that slide into third, was able to quickly get himself back up and launch himself to home plate.
So Griffin in there, 1-0, takes one outside, quickly two balls and no strikes. And now the bases are empty with nobody out. And a 2-0 count here on Beckham Griffin. He's 0-2 tonight. Pop out to short and a ground out to first. And the pitch is a late swing, lifted high in the air, but That's going to get deep, actually, and that's going to carry all the way over the fence. My goodness. Totally lost it, brother. That's a home run.
Yeah, that one just kept on going and going and going. Credit there to Beckham Griffin. I mentioned a lot about this kid through his season. He only played the first eight games, and then he only played his ninth game of the season in the regional semifinal for Riverside right there, putting that cyclone of a hit out into left center. Big shot there by Beckham Griffin.
Well, I'm going to blame him a little bit because of the way he got I guess his reaction, he knew it was a no-doubter. My initial thought when I saw the ball come off the bat was maybe he looked a little frustrated that it was going to maybe be just a lengthy flyout.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the dance out of the box, but that ball sailed over the 340 sign left of the scoreboard in left center. And after Atchison put five on the board in the last half inning to get within one, the first three up here for Doniphan County in the bottom half have all come around to score. So just like that, they got it back to a four-run lead at 9-5. Here's a ground ball by Paulino, fielded at second by Julo, and has time to make the play for out number one. I was going to say before Paulino grounded out there for a three that Doniphan County, a triple away from hitting for the team cycle here this inning. They got a single, a double, and a home run.
Yeah, more importantly, three straight hits coming into this inning. Doniphan County only had two, so to be able to double that number, actually, is really impressive.
Here's Luke Bennett. Base is empty, one out, and a high hopper off the edge of the grass, and it's going to be a safe play. That ball hit the edge of the grass right in front of home plate and probably shot up 25 feet in the air towards the shortstop side, and just really no chance, even if a play was made. So that is a very interesting infield single, the seventh hit for Doniphan County. And then it's at first base for Taven Clary.
Well, it kind of looks like a golf ball there, just getting out of a jam, shooting it straight up in the air. Just, yeah, no, what a bounce. You don't really see that very often.
So now Bennett's at first. And now first pitch swinging here. Ground ball to Hausch at first. He'll make the play unassisted for out number two. Bennett's in a scoring position, though, now with two outs. Here's Brett Heim. He has reached twice, a walk, a single, and a run scored. That's fourth inning, seen a little bit of everything. Eight combined runs between the two teams this inning, and the 9-5 lead for Doniphan County. First pitch here to Heim, a little bit low for ball one. As Bennett's the runner at second base with two outs. Huntington sets. And fires. Ground ball to the left side. Bonnell at short. Charging, fielding, firing, and delivering. Good stretch by Hausch to secure that final out and retire the side. So how about this? A single, an RBI double, and a solo home run. Three runs right back for Doniphan County. They lead it after four. It's 9-5. We go to the fifth inning. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, a wild fourth inning between Atchison and Doniphan County. Eight combined runs, five for Atchison, three for Doniphan County as we go to the fifth inning. American Legion Baseball on KNZA, 9-5, Doniphan County leading. And, of course, our coverage here on KNZA brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. First pitch here in the fifth inning is a called strike. Beckham Griffin fires it in there to Grady Clark. Well, Griffin took over for Deming in the last inning, getting out of that jam. And Griffin in the bottom half just mashed a solo home run over the field or over the fence in left center. So just like Deming, doing a little bit on both sides of the ball. One ball, one strike here on Clark. He walked and scored in that five-run fourth inning. And the next one low, two balls and one strike.
Tell you what, you love to see a player like Griffin being able to get healthy. You know, obviously he would have rather been healthy more so for the high school probably season, but being able to be healthy and try to get through this Legion season, that's also it's for him and his team, that'd help out a lot.
Runs inside now, three balls and one strike here on Grady Clark, the extra hitter, soon to be sophomore at Atchison High. He's got the advantage here. Griffin still going out of the stretch. And it's lifted towards right field, and it hung up just enough for Heim to make the catch for out number one. So on 3-1, Clark went after it, but flied out to right. And that takes us back to the top of the order with Rylan Holtgrave. So good bounce back pitch there by Griffin. One out, nobody on. Here's Holtgrave. He is walked and grounded out. He's also scored a run. 9-5 Doniphan County here in the top of the fifth. There's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Noah Weaver in the on-deck circle. Both teams have gone to their second pitchers in this game. Next pitch a little bit low. Now one ball, one strike. There's five combined errors between the two teams that have led to a good portion of the runs scored. This is hit well out towards right field. Running into the gap is Heim, and he is not going to get there. It's up against the wall. Boy, that one-hop defense, that's going to be a one-out double by Rylan Holtgrave. That ball just carried and carried and caromed off the fence right in front of the 340 sign in right center.
There's not a whole lot of wind to help carry it either. Only 9 mph, kind of blowing towards center field as the American flag is kind of pointed more towards. So there's a little bit of carry, but not a whole lot. Ball just not getting a lot of heat under it.
So Holtgrave at second with one out. And Weaver stepping in. That right side batter's box. Doniphan County's lead is four. It's 9-5 here in the top of the fifth. Griffin looks back at second. Runs one up and inside as the bunt was trying to be put down. And ultimately, Weaver's bat got a piece of it, and he fouled it away over the fence.
Yeah, no more than probably 2 inches away from where his hands were choked up at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, it just rode right up on end, hit up the top of it, and went straight back over the fences, as you mentioned.
No balls, one strike. He does try in the bunt again, and same result. Fouls it away, and it's 0-2. So the bunt probably goes out the window here with two strikes. Holtgrave, the runner at second base after a one-out double. But Atchison, again, just trying to chip away. Down four. They've been down by as many as six here in this game, and there's a swing and a miss for out number two. Big strikeout there issued up by Griffin, his first here in relief.
Yeah, and that's also our first three-pitch strikeout in the game. So for Griffin, I'm sure he'll feel probably a little more comfortable now. Obviously, he did give up that one-out double to Holtgrave, but he's in a great spot here. He's in the runner in scoring position to get out of this top of the fifth.
So now it's up to Bonnell, who is 0-2. The umpire steps off and cleans, more traditional style, cleans it with the foot, not the brush.
Well, you got to make do if you don't have a brush.
It's okay. The deed is done. We're back to work. Two outs, runner at second base for Atchison, top of the fifth, trailing here at Doniphan County, 9-5. Next pitch, got away from Griffin and to the backstop. And Holtgrave charging his way over to third on the wild pitch. But still two outs. Got to get a hit here if you're Colton Bonnell. Soon to be senior in Atchison High. And Griffin fires. And it's popped up and out of play foul. And it's one ball, one strike.
Yeah, and Bonnell, I'm trying to look for that same reflection here on offense that it's been on defense. He's done a great job from the shortstop position. He got the last out the bottom of the fourth, did a great job scooping it, and throwing it to first base. Just like to see that production here on the offensive side for him. 1-1 in there for a called strike. Bell tying. It's 1-2 here on Bonnell. Runner at third is Holgrave. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Doniphan County holding a 9-5 lead. And trying to put a zero on the board for Atchison after they got all five of their runs in that last inning. Next one outside gets to the backstop. Charging home is Holgrave. And the throw is a little tardy to the party, and a run is in. So it looked like Paulino kind of had to hesitate on getting that ball from the backstop to Griffin. And that little hesitation got Holtgrave in to make it 9-6. So now it's 2-2, two outs, base is empty. But back to a three-run game.
You haven't guaranteed the out yet, but Holtgrave, great job being able to get himself in the score.
And now Griffin steps off the rubber, resets. Trying to fire and gear up for a 2-2 offering here to Colton Bonnell, who is 0-2 in this game tonight. Next one outside, 3-2. Well, we saw a good chunk of that damage last inning by Atchison, done with two outs, and they get one back with two outs here in the fifth. But a big 3-2 pitch being set be delivered by Griffin, and it's hit to the left side, and that ball is fair inside the line at third. Bonnell's rounding, chugging his way towards second. There's the throw, there's the tag, and there is the out. So he tried to stretch it into a double, and a great play by Bennett and left. Good cutoff, good relay, and that retires the side. But a run is in, and it's a three-run game here as Doniphan County leads Atchison 9-6. We go to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Guys, let's talk health. June is Men's Health Month, and it's your cue to prioritize you. From routine checkups to managing ongoing conditions, preventative care is key to a long, healthy life. And when it comes to your health, you want trusted local care. Our dedicated teams at Sabetha Family Practice and Sabetha Community Hospital are here for you. From screenings and consultations to advanced diagnostics, we've got you covered. Don't wait. This June, take charge of your health. Sabetha Family Practice and Sabetha Community Hospital, your partners in health.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA this summer, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Want to thank as well Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K helping you get there safely. Don't forget, post-game coverage, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Well, Doniphan County, a 9-6 advantage here on Atchison. So we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Wathena. Brandon, Crendon, and Kurt all with you. Well, D.C., they have scored in every inning. Atchison on the other side went goose eggs on the board, retired 9-up, 9-down through the first three, but taking advantage of some errors, good base running, but 5 in the fourth and one more in the fifth. And again, Atchison still well a part of this game, but down 9-6.
Yeah, but one thing you want to kudos here to Doniphan County is their consistency. They've scored in every single inning so far, even having two innings where they put up three, with three in the second and three in the fourth.
Here's Brendan Deming, first pitch swinging, number 9 in the D.C. order, fouls it away for strike one. As Parker Huntington out for his third inning of work in relief. As you mentioned, three in the second, three in the fourth. They scored one in the first and two in the third. And now this one's hit towards shallow center field, and that's going to be the second baseman. That is Julo, who runs out, makes a nice catch above his shoulder on the run, facing the center field wall for out number one. A tough play, certainly, for Julo there, but a big first out recorded. Now here is Dustin Beach for a fourth time, and now inning number five.
He's 0-1 at the at-bat, but he has reached twice via the walk, scored his first time up. It was the first run of the game. See what we can do with his fourth plate appearance.
Now walk in the second was with the bases loaded. Now he hits this one out towards center field. Eyeing it is Ashburn. He doesn't have to move much, and he makes the catch. And just like that, two up and two down here in the home fifth.
And Ashton would pretty much like a three up and three down inning for themselves here and try to get themselves on the offensive side and continue what their production has been the last two innings with six runs.
Well, Atchison, they have not retired Doniphan County in order yet tonight. They sent four to the plate in the first. They batted around in the second and then sent six to the plate in the third and nearly batted around again in the fourth. But the first two here in the fifth, a pop out and a fly out. And the count 1-0 here on Cooper Everly. Pitch by Parker Huntington in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Fort Scott Community College commit, Cooper Everly. Boy, he was fun to watch in that regional tournament for Doniphan West. And he hits it well, left side, on a hop though for Bonnell. Has to step back, and a long, accurate throw to Hausch at first to retire the side. For the first time tonight, Doniphan County retired in order. Take a 1-2-3 with a pop-out, a fly-out, and a ground-out. Go to the sixth inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Doniphan County 9 and Atchison 6.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kime Kia's of Savetta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeKia's.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetta. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And also Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They're open 7 days a week with great specials. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt here on KNZA. We go to the sixth inning, the top half of it. You know, we've seen a good one here tonight. Doniphan County 9 and Atchison 6.
Yeah, and I mentioned Doniphan County finding consistency kind of throughout this entire game. They got their first zero spot in the bottom of the fifth. So for Atchison, now looking great defensively in this latter half of the game. Now you want to see that continue here on the offensive spark. It scored six runs in the last two innings.
Beckham Griffin back on the bump in relief for D.C. His first pitch high to Avante Hausch for ball number one. And now this is hit well, tailing towards the gap, and it drops in front of the center fielder and Veach for a leadoff hit. Good start. Avante Hausch, his first time on base tonight in three at-bats. And that gets us to number five in the order, and Hank Julo.
And for Atchison, three out of their last four batters who came up have recorded a hit. You had the double by Holtgrave, the single by Bonnell, now the single by Hausch. So for Atchison right now, they're starting to get in a little bit of a groove.
Doniphan County's lead is three. It's 9-6, but first pitch swinging here, Julo pops it up in the air, playable on the infield, left side for Everly, who makes an easy catch for out number one. So exactly what the doctor ordered there if you were Beckham Griffin, just a quick out after the leadoff single. Now that brings up Parker Huntington. Just like Griffin in relief, Huntington's done a nice job pitching in relief as well. Coming in back in the third for Julo. And the first pitch to Julo by Griffin runs inside for ball one. So Huntington has struck out swinging. He's also walked and scored. Next one a little bit outside, 2-0. Also has a stolen base. Runner at first base, one out, top six. The 9-6 Doniphan County lead. It's stopped by Paulino, that one outside and in the dirt. And now three balls, no strikes with Matthew Spencer in the on-deck circle. So certainly Atchison not going away quietly. That pitch is high, ball four. So Hausch up to second base. Huntington takes first. One out in the inning. Matthew Spencer represents the game-tying run with one out.
Yeah, and this bottom of the order here, Spencer, Jones, Ashburn, they really struggled that first time they all came up through the order, all striking out. The next time they came up, Spencer was able to reach, Jones was able to reach. Ashburn did go out, though, on a ground-out play, but still, the production here from the bottom of this order could be really deadly here for Atchison. So we're in the top of the sixth. It's a 9-6 Doniphan County lead, but Atchison 2 on and 1 out. As Spencer steps in. Strikeout. He's also been hit by a pitch. First pitch by Griffin a little bit low for ball one. So that is 5 consecutive outside the zone thrown by Griffin. Hausch the runner at second. Huntington the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Well, that runs way up and in. And now 2-0. What a great snag, though, by Paulino extending himself on the other side of the batter and preventing those runners to be able to continue on the base path. That one in there, taken all the way for a called strike, and now 2-1 on Matthew Spencer. And I know that a lot has gotten away here from Paulino today, but he's done a really terrific job from behind the dish. Next pitch in the dirt, 3 balls and 1 strike. Already the third meeting between these two teams, the early portions of this Legion season. They split about a week ago, and now in Game 3, it's getting tight here down the stretch. There's a pitch that misses the zone, and a walk to Spencer loads the bases with 1 out. That brings up Caden Jones, who drove in 2 with a single in his last at-bat, part of that big 5-run inning, and now a stoppage in the action and a meeting on the hill here for Doniphan County.
Be interesting to see if you see another pitching change. There's a lot of possibilities you can go to. I know Cooper Everly's a guy who can go out there and pitch, but maybe they want to save him for Game 2. It's interesting to see what the decision here is from Brennan Coy.
Looks like Griffin still the ball in his hands.
And maybe you're just trying to kind of just shake it off from him a little bit. I mean, the bases are loaded right now. Caden Jones representing the go-ahead run. You just kind of want to put it in the Griffin's head. It's like, hey, this is a situation you can get out of. Limit the damages to as much as you can limit it to.
So the huddle breaks. We set back up. Atchison post 6. Bases loaded. 1 out. Top of the 6. They trail here at Doniphan County 9-6. So you got Caden Jones, the right-handed hitter, stepping in, representing a go-ahead run. Griffin's worked out of a couple pickles here tonight and certainly going to have to do it again. First pitch in there for a called strike to Jones, and it's 0-1. Jones struck out looking in his first at-bat, provided 2 RBIs with a single back in the 4th. Swing and a miss there, and quickly 0-2.
Griffin doing exactly what he needed to do right after that huddle break, get ahead of the batter, Jones on the 0-2.
Here's an 0-2, and a swing and a miss, and exactly what the doctor ordered for Beckham Griffin there, and that is a monstrous second out. Now it's up to the Troy Trojan and Sawyer Ashburn.
That's Griffin's second time today getting a 3-pitch strikeout. Last time he did it, though, was against Weaver, and then Bonnell came right back up, had his single. Griffin here, you don't want to allow yourself to go back to that rattling ways. Keep the confidence here. You just had a 3-pitch strikeout. Look to end the inning. Stop inning.
Hausch the runner at third. Huntington the runner at second. Spencer the runner at first. 2 outs here in the top of the 6th. Doniphan County leading Atchison 9-6. As Griffin's first pitch in there to Ashburn is a little bit high for ball 1. He is 0-2 in this game tonight. Next pitch in there for a called strike on the outer part of the plate. Now 1-1.
Yeah, Ashburn, he struck out his first time up. Second time, grounded out. He looks for a great opportunity here to put in a run.
Next pitch, a swing and a miss. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. So it looks like, I think, if I remember right, it looks like we got a pitch hitter up here. This is Rance Vesser. So Vesser, on a 1-2, fouls it away. So we caught that before the at-bat ended. Again, he's hitting for Ashburn here in the 9th spot. So the first at-bat for Vesser, boy, what a spot. Bases loaded, 2 outs, a 1-2 count. Griffin shakes off 1, and the other is on the way, and it's kicked away, but not far enough for any of the runners to advance. Boy, Paulino quick off the heels. That ball kicked away to his right side. Now the count 2-2 here on Vesser.
And not a huge surprise Vesser gets to come in, but what a situation to really come into. 2 outs on the board, bases loaded. This is a big
pinch any ability that can prove yourself on the lineup.
Here's a 2-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Besser in a big-time spot. Bases loaded and one out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Griffin, and Atchison leaves them loaded. So we go to the bottom of the sixth as Doniphan County leads it 9-6. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And also Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tatman with you on KNZA. And we have seen a good one here tonight. Right now, Doniphan County trying to add a little insurance. Batting in the bottom of the sixth with a 9-6 lead here against Atchison.
Yeah, we've delivered a great special here for our first Legion baseball game of the season. Of course, these teams have already played a couple of games this year, but right now, just a well-battled back-and-forth matchup between these two teams. Doniphan County looking to add some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth with that lead that they have right now over Atchison. Again, all they have to do is have a lead at the end of the top of the seventh to secure the win. So for them, just some insurance here would do well for them.
Again, worst case scenario, you got a 3-run lead to work with in the top of the seventh, but Doniphan County has scored in all but one inning tonight.
That was the last one.
They scored one in the first, three in the second, two in the third, and three in the fourth. Now Parker Huntington's pitched well in relief. He's going to have to try to settle this down. 1-2-3. Here's Blevins. First pitch, a hearty swing and a miss for strike number one. Blevins is at a productive night, a walk, a couple RBIs, including an RBI double in that last inning. Next one by Huntington in the dirt, 1-1. So again, Doniphan County led 6-0 after 3. And then in the top of the fourth inning, Atchison plated 5 to get within 1. As this one sit well to the left side, fielded by Holtgrave, a long throw across the diamond, and that ball gets away. And Blevins taking off towards second base, glancing back to see if he can make a charge to third, and he'll stop and pump the brakes at second base. So another throwing error. It was well fielded by Holtgrave, and nearly Hausch was able to stretch and make that catch. That throwing error costing a runner up into scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, definitely didn't want to put a runner on with Beckham Griffin now up to bat. Now, he is only 1-for-3, but his last time up to bat, well, it was the home run shot. So we'll see what he can do here.
Yeah, make sure to keep a much closer eye on the ball off his bat.
Well, he's dancing out of the box.
It looked more like he was frustrated on, it was maybe a pop fly. That ball just carried and carried and carried. But nonetheless, Griffin, a solo home run in his last at bat. He takes a called strike here, and it's 0-1. But again, he's also pitched well in relief. He's obviously got out of a couple jams. Atchison had him loaded up that last inning with one out. Griffin went back-to-back strikeouts to end that frame. Now he takes one outside here. Good stab by the catcher and Spencer. Now 1-1. So Levin's at second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Doniphan County trying to add to a 3-run lead. And the pitch by Huntington is a swing and a miss for strike number two. Good pitch in the dirt, and Griffin over the top of that one. Paulino in the on-deck circle. In D.C., they've scored in all but one inning. That was their last time up in the fifth. Now a hard shot towards the middle. Labano fields to his left, has time, throw to first is just in time for the out. Good play by Bonnell at short. Blevins to third in the process, and that's the first out of the inning.
Well, you'd still put it as a productive at-bat for Griffin, being able to advance the base runner. Blevins now from second to third base. Paulino, you know, he's a big power hitter. He hasn't gotten a knock since his first at-bat, but here a good chance.
He is 1-for-2 with a walk, a single back in the second. Now an RBI chance here with a runner at third. Swings at the first pitch, lifts it foul down the left field line, and it snowballs one strike. So again, 9-6, Donovan County, post 55, leading Atchison. Post number 6 here. Rerun advantage for DC in the bottom of the 6th. Next pitch in the dirt, stabbed nicely by Spencer, and it's 1-1 on Hayden Paulino. Huntington sets, and a 1-1, outside 2-1.
Well, we know Paulino can cast his rod when he wants to, but right there, I mean, he's also walked earlier in this game on his second plate appearance, so we'll be surprised here if he tried to stay patient with this at bat, but now a mound meeting.
I think there's going to be a pitching change. Maybe? No? Yeah, it looks like we'll keep it right here. So it looks like Huntington's going to keep the ball. And a little mound visit here as he's got a 2-1 count on Hayden Paulino with Logan Blevins at third base and one out. Bottom of the 6th inning as Donovan County again trying to add a little insurance. They lead it 9-6. Right now, 9 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Donovan County. 6 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Atchison. Of course, the errors have certainly led to a bevy of the 15 combined runs here. So after that brief meeting, Paulino's going to step back in with the count at 2-1 in his favor. In and out can still provide some insurance. Runner at third again is Logan Blevins, one down.
Yeah, we also have a productive ground out or a pop out to the outfield.
Well, and there's a play towards third, and it gets away, and Blevins will score.
I guess I forgot to mention the other option there is an error. That has been quite apparent in this game, and their chance for to add another run to the game. Blevins coming through.
So the 4th error against Atchison, and the 4th time that has been an issue. So now 10-6, base is empty, a 2-1 count here. And he hits it right back up the middle, does Paulino into center field for a base knock.
Well, safe to say that that run would have scored regardless there. Paulino, just a great job recognizing where the pitch was down the middle of the zone, found it, checked it, right in the middle of the barrel of the bat. Just a great hit.
I'm wondering if that mound visit, maybe the coach, maybe told Huntington to maybe glance at third and maybe try to get Blevins off guard. And as we're kind of talking here, Keys is back in to pitch run for Paulino. We've seen that multiple times here, so Keys now the runner at first for Paulino, still one out in the inning. And Luke Bennett will check in. He's had a productive offensive night. First pitch by Huntington, missing inside for ball one. So he reached on a fielder's choice in the second, came around to score, walked and scored in the third, and singled in the fourth. One ball, no strikes, one out, one on. And this one is hit right back up the middle again to center field. Back-to-back base hits to center. And Keys up to second base, and the 4th time that Bennett has reached in this game.
Yeah, that time it was more up the top of the barrel of the bat, just kind of launching more of a hop out the center field than a heater straight out. But right now, Dauphin County, back-to-back hits, tightening up here, looking to continue to add that insurance. Now a runner in scoring position.
One is crossed here in this inning. The lead is 4 for Dauphin County at 10-6, but they got 2 on and 1 out. Clary takes one outside for ball 1. He is 0-for-3, ground out, a strikeout, and another ground out. On an RBI chance here for him, batting from the left side. Huntington fires. That one is in there on the inner edge, called strike, and it's 1-1. Runner at second, courtesy runner for Paulino and Adam Keys. The runner at first is Luke Bennett. The run scoring in this inning off a throwing error by the pitcher. That one's fouled away off the foot of Clary. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Well, the best kind of insurance in baseball, those late runs trying to add to a lead. And Donovan County has added one to make it a four-run game and now still looking for more with only one out. McClary, the 1-2 count, not in his favor currently, as Huntington would love to issue up a strikeout here. And just caught a piece to stay alive at 1-2, foul tip.
Well, right now for Ashton, it's about not giving up insurance, but not giving up that free insurance, causing an error. I don't want a mistake from the infield. You just don't want to make something like that happen and allow runs to go up unwarranted.
Here's another 1-2, and this one in the dirt, kicks away, and kind of a late jump by the runner at second, and Key throw to third, and that little hesitation cost an out. It kicked away from Spencer to his right, the catcher, and you could just see Keys kind of between second and third dancing, and the late start, good throw by Spencer, and that's a big second out. In the process, Bennett stayed put at first, so he's at first, two outs, 2-2 count here on Clary, and that one missing away, count full 3-2, and in the process, Bennett takes second without a throw. So, three balls, two strikes, two outs, Bennett's at second. A run is crossed here for Donovan County. Their lead is 10-6 here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch by Huntington, and it's fouled away. So it stays 3-2. Well, at minimum for Atchison, as it stands right now, you're going to need four in the next inning to get yourself a chance. Well, this is hit high in the air, down the right field liner. It's going to be a little bit more towards shallow right field. Coming on to make the catch is Jones to retire the side. So a throwing error by the pitcher, allowing Logan Blevins to score from third. And an insurance run for Donovan County. Go to the seventh inning, Atchison. They got to put something together. Donovan County's lead is 10-6 here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for the post game. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Well, right now, Donovan County, three outs away from the victory. They lead Atchison. It is 10-6 as we go to the seventh inning. Beckham Griffin trying to shut the door on a victory here for D.C. tonight. Here is a slow chopper that is fouled by Grady Clark, the extra hitter here for Atchison tonight. One ball, one strike to count on him. So it'll be Holtgrave to follow, Weaver after that, as Atchison at minimum, Trendon needs four in this inning.
Yeah, they have to find their production. They start off at the bottom of the order with Clark, but then they get right back up to the top. So for Ashton, they have good sights on the horizon to try to come back.
Well, good start. He slices this one the opposite way, and a base hit for Clark. Dropped it in front of the right fielder in Heim. So, leadoff single, and that brings up Rylan Holtgrave. Good piece of hitting there by number 10 in the order, and Grady Clark.
You just got to keep in the back of your mind to stay comfortable here and to realize you have a four-run lead to work with, but just don't get complacent on that.
There's a called strike to Holtgrave. It's 0-1. He's had a good night, a run scored, a walk and a run scored, and ground out. So he's reached twice, and now he lifts this one foul out of play over the fence down the right field line, and it's 0-2.
Well, again, Beckham Griffin came in and relieved Brendan Deming in the fourth inning. Boy, Deming was so sharp through the first three, retired the first nine that he saw, but then got real shaky for him in that five-run fourth inning for Atchison, and Griffin has pitched ever since, now trying to shut the door. One ball, two strikes, as Holtgrave took one inside there. Runner at first is Clark, nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch, a little high, 2-2. Well, outside the one big inning for Atchison, where they scored five, they have scored just one the rest of the way. Now this one took to the right side, off the glove of the second baseman in Blevins, and out into right field for a hit. So the first two have reached, and exactly what you needed here if you were Atchison, two on and nobody out.
And Griffin right now just trying to get aggressive, attacking the zone. But for Atchison, it's playing into their favor right here. They are able to, they're getting aggressive here on the batting. Back-to-back singles, they look to continue.
There's a whiff bunt attempt there. Weaver tried to put one down. He missed everything, and it's going to be 0-1. Weaver has reached on an error and scored a run. He has also struck out twice. And again, down four. If you are Atchison, so he's still going to lay down the bunt, does so third base side. Deming Field, he's got to get it there quickly, and he does not. Weaver beats it out, and the first three have reached, and the bases are loaded.
Yeah, now your game-tying run comes up to bat in Bonnell, and Bonnell finally got his first hit in his last at-bat in the fifth.
Now, Bonnell represents the tying run here in the seventh. Donovan County leading 10-6, but three consecutive hits. Griffin fires in a strike, and it's 0-1. Bonnell's played really well defensively at shortstop tonight. He is singled and is 1-for-3. Next one outside, one ball, one strike. Now, needing four in this inning for Atchison to hang around. The first three have reached, and they're loaded with nobody out. The 1-1 runs inside, two balls, one strike. There's been multiple times tonight where it's seemed like Donovan County's been in control, and then you blink the eye, Atchison's right back in it. That's the case here in the seventh, as that next one ran up and in, and now three balls and one strike. Big opportunity here for Bonnell. There's the pitch. He'll lift this one out towards shallow right field. As Heim is going to work towards the line, he'll make the catch. And tagging, or not tagging, and saving an opportunity there was Hyman Wright. Wasn't sure if Clark was going to take off, and I think Clark might have misplayed that. That could have been a run. But Heim got it back in quickly. So a fly out to Wright. Now one out, base is still loaded, and now it's Avante Hausch. So big first down. Now this one's hit out towards center field. Beach, though, teeing it up, getting in a little bit towards the gap. He'll make the catch. Now tagging is Clark, and that's going to be a run, but a second out is recorded. Now it kicks away from Paulino, and the other runners are going to advance. A long turn at third, and stopping there to keep this thing alive, but a big second out. So Clark scores. It's 10-7. Hausch is retired on the fly out to center. You got Holtgrave at third and Weaver at second base. So now second and third, two outs. The lead for Donovan County is three, and it's up to Hank Julo.
Griffin, just being the final out here, doesn't matter how you get it, pop out, ground out, strike out. He knows he just needs to get that out.
Here is the pitch. It is high for ball one. So Julo, he is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And the 1-0. Is a ground ball up the middle. It took some time to get there. Everly Fields fires and gets away from Clary at first, and everybody survives. It is now 10-8. That'll be an error. Weaver to third. Boy, Everly did everything right. Well, Clary could not convert, so now it is a 10-8 score with runners at the corners with two outs, and here's Parker Huntington, who represents a go-ahead run.
Yeah, you really are right about Everly doing everything right, being able to play behind that second base, scooping up the throw into first. That could have really ended the game right there.
And the first pitch outside, taking off, is Julo, and he gets the second without a throw. So a base hit. KP could tie it. Here's the 1-0 by Griffin. That one is in there for a called strike on Huntington. Now 1-1. He has walked twice as Parker Huntington. He's also struck out. Now he fouls this one away, and Huntington really in a jam here. He's down at 1-2. Runners at second and third. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. A base hit could tie the game. Donovan County just trying to get out of it with the victory. That one just missed inside. Now 2-2.
Well, this is your biggest call of the game here.
The sun slowly setting behind the trees in left center. The 2-2 is a ground ball to third, and it kicks away from Deming, and he still just can't even find it. And that is five errors now on this Donovan County defense, and it's a one-run game at 10-9.
Yeah, the tying run on second, the go-ahead run on first. Ashton, they played this entire game from behind. You're only one out away here. If you're Donovan County, you just need that last out. No matter how you get it, you just want to get it.
Nine combined errors between these two teams tonight. It has been a struggle on that side. But now, stepping in, Matthew Spencer takes one up and in for ball one. It is now a one-run game. Donovan County with two outs, clinging to it, just trying to survive. Next one gets away, popped out of the glove of Paulino. He could have had a shot at Julo at third. That little pause with the exchange, and Julo is safe now at third. So he is maybe a pass ball or a wild pitch away from tying this game. Run takes off towards second, ground ball to the right side, and it's fielded at second by Blevins over to first in time, and the game is over. So after all that, what an end. Blevins, fantastic play at second base, and Donovan County survives 10-9. This is the final score. That was a fun one to call and back and forth for sure. Stick around for the post game. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. We'll give a little recap and get you on out of here. But it's Donovan County post 55, a 10-9 win over Atchison post 6. And we're back after this here on KNZA.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-3300. 1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank NA, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to all of our American Legion baseball sponsors. Our first of many broadcasts here over the next couple of months. Well, that was a good one. How about a 10-9 Doniphan County post 55 win over Atchison post 6? Early on, Crendon profits. DC looked real good, had a 6-0 lead after the first three innings. Appeared to be in cruise control, but Atchison came back with a 5-run fourth inning, got back to within one. Doniphan County responded in the later innings, had a 4-run lead going into the seventh, but Atchison, 3 runs, helped out by a couple of errors, had 2 on, 2 outs, down 1 in the seventh, but a great defensive play by Logan Blevins at second base ended that rally for Atchison and a 1-run victory for DC.
Yeah, if you look at the final score, 10-9, looks like a great game. If you were to ask the players themselves what they thought about it, I'm sure they would probably be like, well, you know, back down to the errors, right? So for them, probably doesn't resemble a good game. I mean, you have a lot of quality players out there, a lot of great players who I saw throughout the high school season, and I saw not really make many errors throughout the high school season, and here you go in Legion, just a couple of mistakes from them. Just try to get themselves more mentally back up prepared. They have a second game upcoming here. I'm sure Doniphan County will probably send out the fourth Scott Commit and Cooper Everly to go out and pitch for them. But I'll tell you what, the athleticism shown out from both sides. Saw a lot of big hits today. We saw the home run shot by Brecken Giffen back in the fourth inning. Both teams getting a lot of RBI. The one thing we didn't see was a triple today. We did see a lot of other chaotic things happen.
Yeah, so we saw multiple extra base hits. Yep. Beckham Griffin cleared the yard over left center with a solo home run back in the fourth. But, yeah, you talk about the errors. 9 combined errors between the two teams that led to a lot of unearned runs. Brandon Deming was the starting pitcher for Doniphan County. He retired the first 9 that he faced. He was very, very sharp, including striking out the side in the third. He had a stretch where he struck out 4 straight, 5 of 6. And he got into that fourth inning. It got a little shaky, gave up 4 walks. He was 1 good throw away from getting out of that inning with no harm done, but ultimately take advantage. Atchison did on a couple of throwing errors. They go on to score 5 in that inning. So, I mean, really all the runs given up before Beckham Griffin took over for him unearned. So, 8 strikeouts as well. Again, he was sharp through the first 3. Ultimately, you know, his team's able to hold on. He also had a big hit with a 2-RBI single in the third.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Deming, really, I think he played a really great game. I know he did have 2 errors. He had an error from the mound, also had an error from third base. So you like to see stuff like that get cleaned up from him. But overall, still a great performance done by him. You bring up the error that he had from the mound in that big fourth inning where things got kind of exploded. That error allowed 2 runs to come through. He then responded with 2 back-to-back strikeouts, but after that, he just couldn't get it done. And then Griffin had to come in into that relief and then eventually the close there for him. So, but overall, Deming, man, I think he really played a great game and he definitely deserves a player of the game.
All right, so Brendan Deming, it was kind of a tough conversation, you know, during the timeout. There were certainly a lot of bodies that were more than capable, but again, he had a big 2-run single. He had 8 strikeouts in 3 2/3. Yes, the errors certainly did not help. But a throw here, a throw there, and this score could have been a lot different. Nonetheless, the win in the favor of Doniphan County. It's win number 4. They are now 4-5. Atchison, they dropped to 2-3 on the young summer. And, of course, these two, as we mentioned, are going to play another one here in about 20 minutes or so. So, again, our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game is going to be Brendan Deming. In 3 2/3 on the mound, 8 strikeouts. He also reached base twice, scored a run, and had 2 RBIs. That's going to wrap it for us. It's been a lot of fun. I want to thank our sponsors one more time. Of course, our player of the game, McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. But big shout-out as well, Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And one final time to Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Next week, next Wednesday, our next broadcast, that's going to be Corning at Hiawatha. So join us a week from tonight for that one here on KNZA. For Kirk Hillman, for Crittenden Prophet, had to think about that for a second. Brandon Tabb, and final tallies before we get you out of here. Donovan County, 10 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors. They left 6 on base. Atchison Post, 6, 9 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors, and 7 left on base. Just north of 2 hours for this one here tonight on KNZA. Thanks for listening to American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.